Dealing with phone numbers in contact book. If you are building an app that uses the user's contact book, then there are certain gotchas to avoid. Telephone country codes are prefix-free. If a country has a country code plus 91, then no other country will get a country code like plus 912 or plus 913. This scheme ensures that numbers are inherently unambiguous. Telephone numbers can have multiple representations. Since most people don't dial internationally, telecom systems implicitly assume a domestic call. So, someone dialing 612-555-1234 in the US is dialing 1-612-555-1234, while the same person in India is dialing plus 91-612-555-1234. Since international dialing would be more infrequent, telecoms require unique prefix numbers like 00 to distinguish whether someone is 612-555-1234 in their country or 0061-255-5-1234 in Austria. In some states, even the domestic area code is not explicitly required. So, a user might have stored 555-1234 as the phone number to which telecoms will implicitly prefix the user's area code. And if the user wants to dial beyond their area, the telecom operator would require an additional zero prefix to mark that it is an STD call. This localization has a massive implication regarding processing, cleaning, and normalizing phone numbers retrieved from the user's contact book. Both country code and area code don't contain zero, and usually, that's superfluous. So, while telecoms might be okay with calling or sending SMS to 0612-555-1234, they will treat a number like 910612-555-1234 as incorrect. Multiple countries can share telephone codes. USA, Canada, and many countries in the Caribbean share the plus 1 telephony code. The carriers would treat calls or SMS as international, though. Italy and Vatican City share plus 39. Continuous area codes or country codes are not always adjacent. As the population grows in certain areas more than others, the codes reserved for other regions can get allotted to them. An example of that is the San Francisco Bay Area, where the first 408 and then 669 was allocated on top of the existing 650 area codes to deal with the growing population. Confirming phone number ownership. You can never trust an incoming call or incoming SMS's phone number. Therefore, the only way to verify that the user owns a phone number is by sending them a text message or making them a phone call.